It's early here in Maui. It's 3 a.m. You know, it's 9 a.m. on the East Coast. I'm going to talk about diabetes today. And on the left, you can see my recent book, Diabetes Breakthrough, The Key to Insulin Resistance. And on the right, you can see a paper that I published late last year, which is how excess dietary saturated fats induce insulin resistance. This is little known to doctors and to dietitians, and it really needs to be known more because without restricting dietary saturated fats, there's really no way you can reverse diabetes. You can barely control it. Of course, carbohydrates are important too. I do only sell my book on drsteveblake.com because of philosophical issues with Amazon. You did a great job mentioning all of the other books that I've written, and I won't talk about them more here. Thanks, great introduction. There's basically three steps that we need to take in order to reverse diabetes. Restricting sugar and fast absorbing carbohydrates, you know, like junk food shown as this chocolate donut here, they look good, they taste good, but the sugar, of course, absorbs rapidly into the bloodstream, and high blood sugar is the keynote of diabetes. We also need to reduce dietary saturated fats, whether they're from cheese, meat, or coconut oil. Keeping these dietary saturated fats down to about 12 or less grams per day, which is about 6% of calories or less, is very important. And without it, you really cannot reverse this terrible disease. And third, and very important, is we need antioxidants. Antioxidants from whole plant foods are essential for protecting the very parts of our body that diabetes damages, the arteries, the eyes, the brain, and the kidneys. Very, very important that we protect ourselves. So the solutions are, eat slow-releasing carbohydrates like oatmeal, brown rice, beans, vegetables, nuts and seeds. These are all great sources of slow-releasing carbohydrates. And second, stay away from animal fats. Most people get their fats from animals. These days, there are a lot of packaged foods for plant-based people, and you need to watch out they're not too high in saturated fat, typically from the addition of coconut oil. So the best place to get your fats is whole nuts and seeds. Nut butters are a nice source. Avocados are our favorite source. We live on an avocado plantation here on Maui. And also olives. And I say olives rather than olive oil because the whole olives have more of these protective antioxidant polyphenols that are really important for keeping us all healthy. And that leads to the third solution, which is eat plenty of whole plant foods to get antioxidants and to prevent problems, which I'll mention what the problems are. They're potentially very dangerous. So in summary, just eat a whole plant diet. How did diabetes come about? How do people get diabetes? The first step, of course, is excess sugars that increase blood sugar. But, you know, our bodies are very good at disposing of excess sugar if there's no insulin resistance. So the second part of this road to diabetes is animal fats that increase insulin resistance, saturated fats and animal fats. Third of all, the liver makes glucose. When we're asleep, our liver makes glucose to feed our brain so that brain gets all of its glucose that it needs. But the liver can make excess glucose when we don't need it. And this raises blood sugar. The test for diabetes is usually fasting blood sugar. At this point, most of your dietary blood sugar has already gone away. And you're really measuring to some extent how much the liver is overproducing sugar. So we can also reduce this overproduction of sugar, again, with reducing dietary saturated fats. And lastly, the beta cells make insulin in the pancreas. And these beta cells are important. Now, they can get killed off by excess dietary saturated fatty acids. And they do get killed off. And sometimes there's only half of them left. So let's protect them and not eat excess saturated fats. So how to come back? I think one of the most important steps to come back from diabetes is to reduce the calories that you eat. This is primarily because the liver gets excess fats during diabetes. It can be called non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, or just too much fatty acids in the liver. When we eat less saturated fat, our insulin resistance goes down, and I'll explain that as we go along. Once we can get the liver to not have insulin resistance, it recognizes insulin and stops producing glucose, and that's the way we can get our blood glucose down. And by reducing the calories that we're eating, the pancreas increases the output of insulin. Now, you'll see at the bottom of my screens the reference source that I'm referring to. This is a study in diabetic medicine from 2013. Excellent study, really, this one, reversing the twin cycles of type 2 diabetes. And you'll see that all of my information is backed up by good science, peer-reviewed studies, and also I only recommend safe solutions, never anything dangerous. A lot of people are saying that diabetes is genetic. And this is true and this is not true. Certain people do have a higher susceptibility to diabetes. American Indians, Hawaiians, the people in the Marshall Islands, all have a higher susceptibility to diabetes than other people. But diabetes was unknown on a whole plant diet that these people ate, sometimes with the addition of fish. But diabetes was just not known. And people with these susceptibilities can also reverse their diabetes using dietary methods when possible. It's not always possible to reverse diabetes completely, but as I'll show you in the studies, diabetes has been backed off to a great extent. The blood sugars go down pretty dramatically, sometimes under the definition of diabetes, sometimes under the definition of prediabetes and into the healthy range. It is easier to reverse diabetes in the first 10 years after diagnosis than it is later, because as time goes on and excess dietary saturated fatty acids destroy the beta cells in the pancreas, the ability to make insulin may be reduced. So what really is type 2 diabetes? How does it work? Well, it's when the sugar gets into our bloodstream and can't get out. That's really the definition. And why can't it get out? Because of insulin resistance. If insulin resistance is low, then the blood sugar is put into the cells, the blood sugar is not too high, and the damage from high blood sugar does not occur. But in diabetes, we have both high blood sugar and high insulin. Now, this high blood sugar in the bloodstream needs to go into our cells to give us energy, brain energy, muscle energy, energy to combat fatigue. But this doesn't happen in diabetes because of insulin resistance. And of course, we can reduce this insulin resistance just by lowering animal fats in the diet, but you need to reduce it very, very much. The thing is, even on a whole plant diet like I eat, when I check my saturated fatty acids, I often get 6 or 8, sometimes 10 grams a day just eating plants. There's a little bit in any fatty plant food of these saturated fats. So if my goal is under 12 grams per day, you can see there's just no room for any excess saturated fats from animal products or coconut oil. There just isn't room in a diet for that. I talked about the liver and how it makes glucose. The way it works is your body sees, your beta cells in your pancreas see that the blood sugar, the glucose, is high. When it sees that, it produces more insulin. And insulin is supposed to put the blood sugar back into the cells. Well, the insulin has another feature that it tells the liver, stop making more blood sugar. But if the liver itself is insulin resistant because of these saturated fats, then the liver does not stop making blood sugar. So your blood sugar stays high. In essence, you're making the problem yourself in your liver. Now, you may have noticed that doctors and dietitians and nurses and health authorities counsel people to eat more animal foods because it does not contain sugar. Well, it is true that animal foods don't contain sugar. However, it is also true that eating these animal foods, you get more saturated fat, which creates more insulin resistance, which perpetuates the disease of diabetes. So I'm going to present information here and cite references that will help you to decide if you want to try lowering your saturated fatty acids. And you'll see from the studies that it doesn't take very long, typically 2 weeks, and you see a big change. Diabetes has been going up and up and up. This graph shows that up until at least 2020, the incidence, this is the percent of people with diabetes, just keeps going up. 88 million people in America alone have pre-diabetes, and another 34 million have diabetes itself. And type 2 diabetes makes up 90% of the cases. Type 1 diabetes is when you're actually not having enough beta cells from birth or early age, so you can't make your own insulin and you become insulin dependent. You need to take it externally. Now, this program of reducing insulin resistance that I'm talking about, and I'm going to give you a 10-step system to do this that has worked in the past at the second half of the slideshow, that can help with type 1 diabetes somewhat too. It may reduce the amount of insulin needed, but typically you cannot reverse type 1 diabetes unless it's quite mild. Unfortunately, by the time people are diagnosed with diabetes, many people have diabetes and don't know it. Damage to the brain and the arteries, the eyes and the kidneys may already have happened. We can do a lot to avoid these tragedies. Over time, this high blood sugar, it glycates protein and damages the arteries with type 2 diabetes. This also happens with type 1 diabetes. Damage to the arteries increases the risk of heart attacks 3 times. Unfortunately, diabetes can lead to diabetic retinopathy, which can lead to blindness. People know about dialysis sometimes being needed because diabetes can hurt the kidneys. And I study Alzheimer's disease and help with that. And it is much more common with diabetes. Actually, COVID-19 is more common with diabetes too and can be more severe with diabetes. Another good reason to reverse the diabetes. Damaged circulation in extreme cases can lead to amputations. In the Marshall Islands study, the most common procedure in the hospital was amputations due to diabetes. Very sad situation, but we can do a lot to stop these problems.